The Return of Zort is the latest volume in the long-running Super Potato series and the start of a three-part epic. Zort the Slug King, the villain from book two of the series, Super Potato's Galactic Breakout, has escaped from an outer space prison. He heads for Earth seeking revenge, and as news of the escape spreads, readers get to meet a variety of alien bounty hunters who hop on Zort's trail. While this is happening, Super Potato's tackling more earthbound concerns, including a jewelry heist, and the volume ends as Super Potato catches his human adversary, but discovers that Zort's spaceship has landed, leading to the next book in this ambitious multi-volume saga. And following that, The Climate Crisis is a six-volume school library-leaning graphic nonfiction series from a whole roster of writers and illustrators explaining the causes and impacts of climate change across a variety of topics. Those include forests, oceans, activism, migrants, animal extinctions, and fossil fuels. The books are aimed at the grades 4 to 6 range. They give an accessible introduction to climate science. For instance, explaining the role of CO2 as a greenhouse gas and how it's led to rising temperatures. They also provide a real historical survey of the different issues, in some cases going back many decades to initial scientific developments or early forms of activism. And of course, for readers who are alarmed by current trends, there are further resources and calls to action as well. The Robot Makers is a South Korean manhwa series that Lerner is publishing in translation. The series is a form of educational fiction in graphic form, sharing the history and principles of robotics and coding and programming. The series follows the rivalry between the school's soccer robot and battle robot teams, with a transfer student stuck in the middle. And in books 3 and 4, a mysterious mentor figure has the two teams compete in a coding camp, and the teams go through challenges based on the fundamentals of coding as they vie to be their school's only robotics club. Across volumes, what unfolds is a sports-like series of competitions, as well as, kind of a classic enemies to friends tale as the two clubs gradually unite, and it's all fun, colorful, humorous, and genuinely informative throughout. All right, following that series, Hotelator is the new young adult graphic novel from Josh Hicks, whose graphic collection, Glorious Wrestling Alliance, came out a couple years ago to strong reviews. Somewhere in the future, humans have deserted Earth for the stars, and the lucky few vacation on luxury hotels that are also giant robots. Our hero, Anna Green, is starting her first job on one such craft. And when an alien attack leaves her and all the guests and crew stranded in deep space, what follows is a hilarious sort of sci-fi Lord of the Flies as factions form and chaos spreads throughout the ship. And when Anna and her friends think they've found a way back home, what they discover is a link between the alien attack that left them stranded and the sinister activities of their hotel's parent corporation. It's been a joy to see this book develop. The art is super vivid and crisp. And the story is wonderfully clever and funny. As a sci-fi romp and as a first job story, it could not be more entertaining. And last for this season in GU is Just Another Story, as well as Una Historia Más. Just Another Story is the graphic nonfiction debut of Ernesto Saad, a cartoonist based in El Salvador. We're publishing it under that title in English and in a simultaneous Spanish edition as Una Historia Más. In this book or books, Ernesto shares the migration narrative shared with him by his cousin Carlos and his aunt Elena. When Carlos was 19, his mother decided to leave El Salvador for the U.S., seeking relief from a demanding economic situation. Carlos was reluctant to leave, but also unwilling to let his mother go without him. Together, they both traveled north, moving through Mexico and toward the U.S.-Mexico border with the help of a paid guide. Throughout the book, Ernesto illustrates Carlos's migration experience, as well as showing how the adult Carlos, shared his account of migration. And the scenes of the two cousins speaking together once Carlos is ready to share a story are compelling in their own right. The book takes its title from Carlos's modesty about the experience, as describing his migration narrative as nothing special, but the effect of Ernesto, the author's drawings, has the total opposite effect, you know, presenting the nuance and the human emotion behind experiences that are often, you know, presented as data points.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.